This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, a couple of business segments. We're going to talk to folks from local companies that are serving our area. Jason Wilson is with us from Distinct Dwelling Property Management, also Better Lawns and Gardens and IGT Construction. Jason, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So tell us about your companies, how long they've been around, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, Distinct Dwelling Property Management, we formed in 2019, and we opened an office in Roseburg in 2020, I believe, third quarter of 2020. I've had IGT Construction since about 2004. And Better Lawns and Gardens, we started up at the same time as Distinct Dwelling.
So how long have you been around the area?
Since 2020, you talk about the Roseburg area. I actually grew up in Sutherland, so it's kind of a coming home of sorts. I graduated from Sutherland way back in the day. But yeah, opened the office in 2020 down there.
So let's kind of go through all three of these one at a time. First of all, talk about Distinct Dwelling Property Management. What kind of services do you provide?
Yeah, so we provide a full range of management services for investment property owners. It can be single family residence or a duplex or apartment complex or commercial space and storage units. And we have all of those items in our portfolio in the greater Roseburg area. We kind of extend from Glendale up to Eugene at this point, actually. And so that company would do the tenant placement, rent collection, all of your books, paying the bills on the property, handling maintenance requests, which the three companies are kind of interwoven. They are separate entities, but IGT Construction provides the maintenance services for Distinct Dwelling as well, and construction services, obviously. And then Better Lawns and Gardens, both of those entities work for people that aren't our owners or clientele or tenants. But we also provide lawn and property maintenance through Better Lawns and Gardens.
So obviously there are times when it comes to the property management area where someone has a property, wants to acquire more, maybe for investment purposes, but maybe their best skill set is not doing the day-to-day work, and that's where your company is able to step in.
That's exactly right. Yep. And that is, I think, becoming more and more common as far as it goes. You know, you're always going to have individuals that are very hands-on, manage their own properties, but we charge a flat percentage rate to basically take it over, and we obviously keep you reprised and send you monthly statements and call you if there are any maintenance issues or if you've got some capital improvements becoming necessary. We would alert you to that for your decision making. But yeah, you're spot on as far as, you know, some folks in our portfolio, you know, own hundreds of properties, and so, you know, at those stages, you know, they definitely seek assistance.
Whether you have one property or 100, it's really important that it's maintained for the long-term value. Some people just aren't cut out to do that kind of work or just don't want to.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, having an investment property as part of your wealth portfolio is one thing, but you know, that doesn't mean it's your wheelhouse by any stretch, right? You know, your day-to-day work may be completely in a different realm. And that's where it becomes a pretty good fit. You know, that's all we focus on. We aren't realtors. All we do is property management. So we're not out there buying and selling properties for people. We just manage them for them.
So let's talk.
And as far as your long-term asset, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, no, I was thinking about the Better Lawns and Gardens side as well, and wondering about what kinds of services you offer there.
Yeah, it's just landscape and property maintenance. And so those crews, like this time of year, as soon as the weather breaks, people will call us to do the seasonal cleanup of their property, you know, whether that be leaves, pine needles, whatever, might fertilize their lawn, aerate it, clean out their gutters. And then we also have routes that they run of scheduled maintenance where they'd come by your house, you know, whether it be weekly or biweekly on your preference, and mow, edge, you know, blow off your driveway, whatever. You know, we can tailor it to whatever the individual property owner wants. And so that's what that side of the house does, the Better Lawns and Gardens guys.
So even maybe if you're doing some of the work yourself, but there are like the bigger projects, you can do the week-to-week things, but the bigger projects you want to send your way, that's something that you guys can handle then.
That is correct, yeah. If you want to play some seasonal catch-up, that type of thing, you know, get your yard whipped back into shape. We're not a landscape company, so we don't install landscaping or like irrigation, things like that. But as far as the maintenance, cleanup, that type of thing, that's what Better Lawns and Gardens does.
And then for IGT Construction, talk about what's available there.
Yeah, well, we're a full-service construction company. As it happens, you know, a majority of our personnel are working for owners that we also work with, you know, managing their properties. But a company is certainly available. You know, we've built custom homes, you know, remodeled entire homes for people over the years. And so we have a full suite of construction services available on the residential side, and anything big to small. You know, we get calls from people, and we go out and do almost handyman style work for the general public as well. And so, you know, we can build it, remodel it, you know, decks. We don't do fencing. You know, there are certain things we don't do. You know, we don't do roofing, insulation, things like this. We're not electricians or plumbers, but any flooring, siding, you know, we install new windows, you know, swap out old metal windows, you know, things of this nature.
And I understand that while you operate here, you're operating elsewhere as well.
Yeah, I'm actually speaking to you from my office in Bend. So I run the Central Oregon location, and then I visit the Roseburg office, but that office is run, you know, Sylvia and crew down there have a very good handle on their operation. So your local management is there, but I am actually in Central Oregon. And then we have an office in a smaller office in Oak Ridge that Brenda oversees.
What attracted you to being in this kind of arena of a career?
Yeah, good question. So I was in construction, and those that were around endured 2008 to about 2012 as a very rough period. And I filled in the blank by flying helicopters. And as I was doing that and wanting to transition back to construction full time, but not build something where just every day you have to find a new job to keep your company going. Wanted something more residual. And when all you've really known is real estate and construction, your adult life, you know, your windows of opportunity, there aren't very many. And so this just was kind of a natural fit. It was kind of a blend of things that I had experience in prior. And one of the other considerations, frankly, when I was weighing these options years ago, was something that wasn't immediately going to be taken over by machinery or artificial intelligence. You know, properties have to be inspected. That's going to take, you know, people, boots on the ground for some years to come. That was actually one of the other reasons that I leaned that direction.
So if people want to get in touch with you, how do they get connected?
Yeah, so they can bring the office down there as far as it goes, 541-671-2098, or they can email info@distinctdwelling.com, and one of those channels will get you where you want to be.
All right, Jason.
Regardless of which
You bet.
Yes, sir.
Jason Wilson, Distinct Dwelling Property Management, Better Lawns and Gardens, and IGT Construction. Thanks for being on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. And tomorrow's program, State Representative Christine Goodwin will join us live from Salem. Part 2 today, Jason Rapley from the Jackson Group Peterbilt that has recently opened here in Roseburg. How long have you been operating here?
We started the store about 8 months ago, but we've been open about 3 weeks.
Wow. So you're located, though, not just around here, but I understand 8 states?
Yes, we have our Peterbilt dealership group has 31 stores in 8 western states. We have 10 just in the state of Oregon. So, yeah, we're growing and happy to be a part of the Roseburg area.
Well, obviously, Interstate 5 rolls through here. That's probably a big part of what brought you in.
Absolutely, yes. We when we purchased the dealer group out here about 18 months ago, and we had a store in Medford, we had a store in Springfield area, and we're driving, you know, back and forth all the time, and just saw a real need for having a place here in Roseburg.
And let's talk about the opening here. Tell folks where you're at.
We're in the old Timber Country Coca-Cola building on Mulholland Drive, right off the freeway, right there by the Hampton Inn and Crumble Cookies. They're a really good spot right off the freeway.
So what kind of services do you offer?
So this location for us is a parts and service location for Peterbilt. So we have a parts department and a service department. We specialize in Peterbilt trucks, but we also work on all makes and models of commercial vehicles, so we can service and sell parts for any commercial vehicle.
And does that mean if somebody, a trucker, is coming through and has an issue or thinks they have an issue with a vehicle, they can come in there and get help?
That's correct. Yes, we're currently open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. But we do have after hours availability. But yes, anybody, you know, local customers or just customers coming up and down I-5, we can do all service work for all makes and models of trucks and have a really good parts availability.
Now, as you might imagine, my knowledge of commercial trucks is pretty small. I think I've sat in one once. But I mean, they're huge, they're complex, and you've got to have staff and people that know exactly what they're doing because it's a big investment.
It is, yes. Commercial vehicles is a very important part of what we do. You know, all you have to do is go on I-5 and see all those trucks on the road. And we have a great staff. Zach Adams is our parts manager at our store here in Roseburg. Super knowledgeable, has all the help you need. Cody Babb is our service manager. And he has a great technicians there to handle all of those complexities of today's vehicles and be able to fix them and get them back out on the road delivering stuff to us.
Now, how long have you been in this kind of industry?
Myself, I've been in this industry since I was born. You know, my father and grandfather's owned trucking companies, and professionally, I've been in the business 25 years. Trucking is really what I know.
And how much has it changed?
Tremendously. You know, we're going through quite a change right now. You know, it's trucks have gotten more, like all vehicles have gotten more complex, more computerized. You know, it's, you have to have computers to work on them nowadays. And also in commercial vehicle, we're delving into that electric vehicle program as well. So that's coming at us very quickly.
I would think as well, one of the components of the technology is for companies, say they have multiple vehicles, is being able to keep track of them, which was something in, you know, decades past you couldn't do.
Yeah, it's, you know, the industry is becoming more and more complex, and so we spend a lot of time with our folks making sure that they are up to speed. We spend a lot of time and money and training making sure that our folks are able to handle those issues when the customers come to us.
Now, what kind of response have you gotten so far? You said 3 weeks you've been open, right?
Yeah, we went through some permitting issues, trying to get all the T's crossed and I's dotted and making sure we're all good to go. As we've gone out and visited customers, it's been a great response. I think there was a real need for us to be here in the area. We're able to deliver all of Douglas and Coos County. So the customers are really excited to have us here to be able to get parts and service very, very quickly now.
And you mentioned that while you are Peterbilt, you work on other ones as well in certain places, right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, warranty work, we're certified warranty for Peterbilt. So, of course, you know, that's where we can certify warranty. But our technicians, you know, a lot of commercial trucks are the same when it comes to powertrain and, you know, fixing things. So, you know, we have parts availability and service availability for all the commercial vehicle manufacturers.
And as well, people might wonder about the sales side.
Yeah, for sales side, we don't currently have any salesmen located in this store here, but I do have a sales guy that handles this area out of Medford, and he's willing to come up and meet at the store or meet at your location or anything like that. So he's a longtime sales guy with us and handles this area out of our Medford store.
So if we had a local company that was looking to get more vehicles, that you could help them out?
Absolutely, yes. We have salesmen all the way up and down I-5, all the way up into Chehalis, Washington. And we're constantly working on quotes and new trucks for all of our customers.
So how many employees do you have working here in Roseburg?
Currently, we have 9 to open up, and we're hoping by summer we're going to be up to about 15.
What kinds of different things do they do?
So right now, like I said, parts and service. So we have parts manager, service manager. We have service technicians out in the floor working on the trucks, delivery drivers, warehouse personnel, parts counter personnel to help with all the parts needs.
And do you see that expanding in the future, or do you think you're pretty set for a while?
We always looking to expand, you know, always looking to help our customers. As the customer needs arise, we'll expand to wherever they need us to be.
Now, the company's in 8 states, and I'm guessing it started out in 1 location?
Yeah, we were founded in Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where our current CEO sits, is in Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where the company was started. Blake Jackson is our CEO. And we now 31 states, or 31 locations across 8 states.
So is that all mainly in the western U.S.? Then?
In the western U.S., yeah, Colorado and west.
And Colorado and West, you've got a lot of states with a lot of trucking miles.
We do, yeah. I mean, we cover a lot of major interstate routes for trucks, you know, I-70, I-80, I-5, you know, major thoroughfares for the trucking community.
Now, with what your role is, you're kind of overseeing a lot of this, right?
Yeah, so my role is general manager for the Northwest Division. So I have 10 stores in Southwest Washington and Oregon that I'm responsible for.
But along the way, previously, did you drive one of these?
I started driving truck way too young, as with my father and grandfather. You know, I learned to drive a truck at a very young age. Through college, was able to drive truck, and then through my professional career, other opportunities of the trucking industry on supplier, you know, fleet, work for trucking companies. Know a little bit about all aspects of the business.
And why have you stuck with this business?
I have people ask me that, and it's a really easy answer, and it's the people. The people in our industry are some of the world's best. You know, our customers are my favorite people. The best job that I have is out visiting with the trucking community, helping them out, and all the things that the trucking community does for us, the people in this industry is what keeps me here, and I love it.
And when you think about the importance of products and goods getting from point A to B, a lot of times it's a truck that is getting them there.
Absolutely. I mean, not only am I in the business, but the trucking industry is the lifeblood of our country. You know, none of us would have what we have without those truck drivers bringing it to us, whether it's logs, whether it's groceries, whether it's goods, all of those things. And we're really proud to support that industry.
Is that industry having any challenges with getting newer drivers to replace folks that are retiring?
Absolutely. We're always, you know, the industry always struggles with trying to find good quality drivers, good quality technicians, you know, but there's a lot of great people out there. It's just like everything else. The trades are a bit overlooked, and the trucking trade is one of those that are overlooked. But as I talk to my customers, I think right now they're having some good luck finding drivers. You know, a lot of customers are saying, you know, they're well staffed on the driver side of the business, which is a really good sign for where we are.
I imagine doing this for a long time, you make a lot of long-term connections with companies that have been customers for a very long time.
Absolutely. And like I said, that's one of my favorite parts of the business is, you know, we consider our customers and our employees our family, and we spend a lot of time with those customers and long-term relationships. It's one of those things where in our industry, a handshake still means something. Your word still means something. And those long-term relationships really turn out to be, you know, crucial to what we do. And that's how we look at our customers, is being able to sit and visit with them and have those long-term relationships with them. And we're really looking forward to that here in the Roseburg area.
So we've got a lot of folks with vehicles and with the potential to need some help from you. How do they get connected with you?
So the best way here in the Roseburg area is to stop by the store. Our store is at 1768 Northwest Mulholland Drive. Again, right there on I-5, we have the big red Peterbilt oval out in front of us. And then the phone number to the store is 541-378-3950. That number will get you into the store, and those guys can help you out in parts and or service.
All right, Jason Rapley from Jackson Group Peterbilt, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.